Other than radio, what other kinds of methods of communication were you using?
Well, up in the the telephone up in the tower, you were by yourself up there, so you had to make sure that, like I said, you knew who was working and all the MTSs, and you would want to touch base with them to see what their conditions were, let them know when the tug was going to arrive, and those type of things. You know, if they needed your help, you know, you wanted to make sure that they knew that you, you know, you would help them in any way you could.
Got it. And how were the paperwork sent back and forth? Was that by fax or by email, or... You know, you were saying that the MTS would send you, like, a condition update and...
Oh, no, that was strictly by phone.
Oh, that was all verbal.
Yes, that was verbal.
I see. Great. Okay. Do you know if any of that has changed since you left? Do you know if any, if more is being done by email or by internet?
Well, since I left, you know, I was involved in the last barge going to Fresh Kills.
Yeah.
So as far as Fresh Kills... you know, they closed the place down for garbage.
Right.
So I was involved with that because most memorable day that I had as a Marine dispatcher was when Captain Jerry Joyce on the James Terracomo brought the last garbage barge into Fresh Kills from North Shore. And you know, so now the landfill is inactive, you know, as far as garbage.
Right. Okay. So were there certain people that you would have to talk with more frequently during the day than others? Like, or were there some people that you just kind of check in the beginning, check in when you left, and then other people you were constantly...
Well, the Marine transfer stations, like I said, we did a check three times a day to see what their conditions were.
Okay.
As far as the tugs, we kept touch with them.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, like, the trip from North Shore to Fresh Kills took 6 hours.
Right.
So, you know, you would talk to the tug captain when he left, and then maybe you just touch base with him on his way down an hour or two before he reached the landfill to make sure everything was going well.
Got it. And then, let's see, I don't think that this is a good question. So, you said that it was sort of like a big crossword puzzle, keeping track of everything. I was wondering if there is any kind of sort of mental checklists or things that you were constantly... I know when I did... This is a totally different kind of logistics, but when I did logistics, you know, somebody would come and say, oh, I need this box to go out today. And then I would know, oh, there's all these things that would have to happen in order for that, you know, and you'd kind of run down, is there the people at the warehouse?
Yes.
What about this? What about this? I was wondering if you had any kind of similar thing, like weather,
well,
tides.
Just when you thought things were going well,
yeah.
You'd get a call from the tugboat saying there was a mechanical problem, whether or not he'd have to be replaced with another tug, how long that was going to take. So you had to reroute your... start from scratch, rather. You always had to have a plan B for every tug that was out there and every scenario that occurred.
I see. And were there, so would there be tugs that you could use that could get somewhere more quickly? Or, you know, was it going to be another 6 hours if something like that happened?
Well, the tugs, if you had to replace a tug, usually they called their office when they knew it was a big problem. Most of the times, mechanical problems on the tug could be solved within the hour. When they had larger problems, most of the times, like a clogged oil filter, but when they had something stuck in the wheel, or maybe a rope or something that they had to replace the whole tug, then they basically took care of that as far as they would call you and say, listen, we're going to be down for the rest of the day, and we have another tug coming to replace us.
Got it. And then how many barges were at an MTS at a given time?
Well, every MTS had a different set of rules as far as what they could store and what you could keep there. Uh-huh. I think the most barges we could store was at Greenpoint, because they had a section called Newtown Creek, which we could store barges there.
Right. Okay. Did I have a question about the MTS's barges? Would they get a full set of light barges at once, and then you would take a full set of heavy barges from them, or were they kind of one by one as they needed?
No, because the only MTSs that couldn't shift on their own that mm-hmm. needed a tug assist was the Southwest MTS in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the shadow of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Okay.
And because the current was very strong there, so they would use a shifting tug to help them shift.
Uh-huh.
And also 91st Street MTS, mm-hmm. East 91st Street, mm-hmm. we would use a tug mm-hmm. to shift them, because at the end of the day, they only had the one shift, a day shift there.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So at the end of the day, we would run up a crew to go and shift the barges in the evening shift.
Uh-huh, I see. So they would be all ready for the morning.
Yes,
then, basically.
Yes.
Okay, and then how long would it take to fill up the barges at an MTS? Did that vary depending on
It varied. The South Bronx MTS uh-huh. and the North Shore MTS were very busy. Uh-huh. So they could do... basically, you would go through a barge or two a shift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so those two, like I said, they were very busy.
I see. And was that always, did you get a sense, I mean, was there kind of a flow, like you would know, okay, like this MTS is going to, this many hours, they're going to go through like three barges, this many hours, they're going to, and I mean, or was that something that was always changing?
Well, you would know that, like North Shore
mm-hmm.
and the South Bronx,
mm-hmm.
They would go through barges constantly.
Yeah.
So what you would do is the boat could carry up to four barges.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go up there and leave two barges at the South Bronx
mm-hmm.
and two barges at North Shore, and then pick up four full barges
uh-huh.
and come back to Fresh Kills.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, that was a six-hour trip.
Right.
To and a six-hour trip from those MTSs. So you knew that when that tug left the landfill, you had better had the right amount of barges to go up there.
Yeah.
And you certainly would have made sure that you had the room for the barges.
Uh-huh. So for those MTSs, you'd almost always have one you'd have barges coming and going constantly from those, basically in a shift, because it's 6 hours transit, right? So
yes.
You have to think ahead.
Yes.
In 6 hours, they're going to need
and,
this.
And like I said, over in Greenpoint,
mm-hmm.
they had room to store barges,
uh-huh.
so it wasn't that critical as far as if you made a mistake
mm-hmm.
and brought them maybe one too many barges or whatever.
You could bring it and stash it at
and,
Newtown
yes,
Creek.
Yes.
I see. And did those barges in Newtown Creek, were those ever used for other MTSs as well, or was that just sort of a resting place in case you needed something quick?
Basically, you could use barges.
Mm-hmm.
We had the place at 52nd Street in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and that could service 91st Street
mm-hmm.
on the east side of Manhattan,
uh-huh.
and that could service Hamilton Avenue
mm-hmm.
and Greenpoint also if
Got
you
it.
Needed something real quick.
I see. Okay, great. And then how many barges would be at Fresh Kills at any given time?
Oh, Fresh Kills, We stored barges on the West Catwalk.
Uh-huh.
Fresh Kills was basically where we kept the bulk of the barges.
Uh-huh.
Because we had a lot of storage area
on
the West Catwalk.
Okay, and then what about full barges, like being unloaded?
Same thing. Uh-huh. Fresh Kills, we would store the full barges.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the West Catwalk was loaded up with barges. You'd have maybe 20 loaded barges out there in Fresh Kills, all waiting to be offloaded.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was because they just couldn't be offloaded as fast as they were coming in?
You might have had to wait for the super boom. Remember I told you about the super boom? That ran with the tides, mm-hmm. and that was to contain the garbage from flowing out of the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So the super boom ran with the tide. So mm-hmm. there might be times when you had to wait 6 hours before that super boom opened and you can get those loaded barges inside.
I see. Okay. And would there be any problem getting empty barges out if that happened as well?
Most of the times, there was enough room
uh-huh.
on the West Catwalk that didn't interfere with the opening and the closing of the super boom.
Mm-hmm.
So a tug could come in, drop the 4 loaded barges that he was carrying, and move away with 4 light barges
uh-huh.
without the super boom ever opening.
I see. Okay. And then once it was able to be opened, you would coordinate with the launch boat operators.
Oh, we had the shifting tug. Right, right.
Okay.
We would coordinate with the shifting tug
yeah, that's
to set up all to bring in all heavy barges.
Wow.
And set up all the pads in the landfill
mm-hmm.
and bring out all the empty barges.
Wow. Yeah. And so there's, I recall, there's 3 pads?
Or there's 4
pads.
4
pads, right. Okay.
Two in each plant.
Got it. Okay. Cool. And how long would it take for a barge to be unloaded at the plant once it was there?
At the plant, on an 8-hour shift,
mm-hmm.
they did 3 barges.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
You know, you had to make sure that you had, like I said, you were set up for each shift, you know, and you had to anticipate what you needed for the following shift.
Yeah, it's almost like a chess game. Like, you have to be so many steps ahead in your mind.
And then you had to, like I said, you had to worry about the super boom
mm-hmm.
and getting the barges in and out in enough time to, you got to remember one thing. As far as moving these barges, it's not like a truck where you get in the truck and you move it and it's no problem.
Yeah.
These barges, it could take a half an hour up to an hour just to move the barges from the plants to outside the plant.
Wow. And how far is that in terms of distance, just to get a sense?
I don't know if I, maybe 200 yards, you know, from
mm-hmm.
from the plant to, from the pads to outside to the West Catwalk.
Uh-huh. So definitely well under like a mile. That's not very far.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay.